Thank you for joining us today. Here on the CGMF Prayer Line, we're going to continue on the spirit of caring. It was a lesson I taught a couple days ago. I'm sorry I've been not able to upload another message for the prayer line for a couple days. It's been a very busy schedule for me. But in a CGMF Bible study we had recently, I did this study on the spirit of caring. And the first part of that Bible study, we did a live recording for the prayer line. And I want to touch base with some of the other scriptures and things in the next few days that we studied upon, we looked at during that lesson. And one of those scriptures and one of the devotions I came across was very profound and telling and really helped people to understand the genuine nature of what the spirit of caring truly is. And that is that it becomes a part of us. And that it's not just something we do out of practice, but it comes from the heart. And when we do so out of a genuine sense of caring and a profound empathy, people connect and God ministers and lives are changed. But when we don't do that, it becomes just very calloused and people recognize the fact that you're going through the motions. You're just doing this because you have to, or that you're absolutely condescending. People recognize. And when people are hurting and have need, you need to lift them up, and not just lift them up, but give them a reason to hope. And in the sense and understanding reason of hope, you show that spirit of caring and you raise it up a notch, a level, and you many times will see yourself helping that person not just to get through the moment, but helping them for the remainder of their life. Turn with me to John chapter 13, verse 34, and then I'm going to, after I read this scripture to you and talk about it for a moment, we're going to look at a devotion that Sandra Phillips had in Crosswalk magazine, considering true love for the poor, considering her visit and also having a relative at one of the Little Sisters of Poor's homes. And get your Bibles out, look at this scripture if you will. It's simple, it's one you probably know verbatim. And we're going to talk about it for a few moments. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Okay, a new command. Now he gave us two commands he said were just ultimate, or most important, or divinely important. Even though the Ten Commandments are all great, two of them encapsulated the breadth and length of the commands. And that was to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and two, to love your neighbor as yourself. To love someone as yourself and to really give out of yourself, it takes a genuality. And that means you being absolutely truthful to yourself and ministering to someone else, and people recognize it. There are times when we need to begin to do something, and that means practicing now. That means starting somewhere. And whether it's in prayer, or whether it's in Bible reading, or whether it's in a work endeavor, whatever it is, starting out, beginning to do what you want to do, and practicing it out is almost as important as actually doing the job or getting it done. It has to start somewhere. And when we begin to share with others, and we begin to give out of ourselves, it has to start somewhere, even if we don't feel like it. Even if we don't sense that spirit of caring, even if the Holy Spirit hasn't really captured our hearts and we are ministering, you know, the way we should. But as we begin to care by showing God's love, that spirit of caring will begin to take place in your heart and life if you allow it. And it will become genuine, the concern, the care, the ministry, and the love you're sharing one for another. And so your ministry will begin to see fruit. But John 13:34 says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. And I want you to listen for a few minutes this devotion that Sandra Phillips brings to our attention. And I want you to look at your own life and see where you're coming from. And see if this doesn't touch something that is happening or transpiring in your life, or doesn't help you to reflect upon an incident in your life or something you're doing right now or ministry you have served in. Lent is a time when believers not only meditate on Christ's sufferings, but they reach out to those in need. In light of this practice, I want to share an experience my husband and I had this weekend with a special group of Christians who understood the command to love one another at the deepest level. My husband and I spent a recent Sunday afternoon at a home run by the Little Sisters of the Poor. The Little Sisters of the Poor are a religious order dedicated to the care of the elderly. Saint Jean Chagan founded the order in Revolutionary era France. Like so many other founders or foundresses of religious communities, she didn't set out to start an order. She simply saw a need in her community and answered God's call to meet that need through her own life. Saint Jean Chagan's work with the elderly began in her teens, when she would beg on behalf of the elderly poor. As a young woman, she rejected a sailor's proposal, sensing God had consecrated her life for the service and cause of his love being shared with others. She didn't understand the details. She didn't know exactly what God wanted to do, but she prayed and dedicated herself to be in a position to do what God wanted. After years of living a life of prayer and service, she realized God wanted her to serve the elderly in particular. As more and more aging and poor came to her doorstep, young women joined her in service and the order began. Today, the Little Sisters have homes all over the world. My husband's grandmother now lives in one. This is what brought us to the local Little Sisters. I'm not an expert on caring for the elderly, but I've certainly visited nursing homes before. My most memorable experience occurred during my grandmother's stay in several local nursing homes. I know how dismal these places can feel. Our visit to the Little Sisters was anything but dismal. Everything was so peaceful and well kept. The nuns in full habit were eager to meet me and the rest of the extended family. My husband's grandmother, already settled in her new place, used her new walker to give us a tour of the place. It was neat to see her walking faster than I'd ever seen her walk. We saw the handicapped accessible chapel where services offered every single day, and the sisters will even wheel your bed in if need be. As we stood outside the chapel, another resident zipped by in her walker. A nun smiled and mentioned how she is always visiting the chapel to pray for her many grandchildren. We saw the calendar filled with events and visitors. We saw the handrails, wheelchairs, and even the salon. Every detail of the place designed was focused on allowing life to be lived to its fullest extent. Notice that, allowing life to be lived by its fullest extent. That is truly the spirit of caring, that there might be life and that more abundantly. Beyond the practical details that make life easier for the elderly, the attitude that each human being has inherent dignity and worth permeated the place. The nuns were attentive to everyone, young and old, no matter how healthy or sick. As mentioned above, the residents were bright-eyed and social. Nobody was a burden or a lost cause, or cause at all, for that matter. A small sign at the front desk showed a smiling picture of one of their residents who had recently passed, expressing gratitude for her and asking for prayers. The Little Sisters of the Poor are immersed in the realities and complexities of aging day in and day out. They are just one of many unsung organizations that reach out to those in need, not just once during Lent, but every single day for as long as they are needed. It's true that the Little Sisters' lives are not glamorous. They receive no earthly reward, not even a high-paying salary, and yet they are happy, beautiful women, and an interesting conversationalist. These women have created an environment of love and expert care that so many other facilities struggle to achieve, and it's precisely because of their love for Christ. They had learned what it meant to genuinely care for those around about them. The spirit of caring was the same spirit they were sharing. And they weren't doing it just because they had to or it was a job. It was actually sharing their life and their love to them and those around about them flourished. Your life can have that kind of impact if you can take upon that spirit of love that Christ shared, that these sisters share each and every day. And those you come in contact to, if you show that caring and concern, not with the condensation or spirit of it, but in the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, what can happen can be revolutionary. It can be just a tremendous blessing to each and every one you come in contact to. And lives can be changed now and forever for better. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to be able to learn to love and to care like these nuns have in the Little Sisters of the Poor. Help us to create such an environment like they have that engenders life, that engenders hope. Every day going before the house of God, every day considering the things of God, every day sharing and caring in God's love, everybody being important, everybody being dealt with integrity and love, and their lives being worthwhile. Lord, help us to have that spirit that is so genuine, and the practice of our love ministering to those around about us being so powerfully anointed of God, that we too can see life, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit breathe through from the lives that we share the love of God to each and every day. Help us, God, to, like those little sisters of the poor, minister with such grace that those around us receive the grace of God and see their lives profoundly touched and blessed and better because we came in contact to them. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for this day. Bless and touch each and every one who's called in today. Minister to their needs. Touch their hearts and lives. Bless them through this word today. Help us all to share Jesus as best we can each and every day. And let your genuine love and caring, the spirit of it, bear forth from our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this word and this devotion touched you today, and you'll remember that passage of scripture that we mentioned and meditate upon it today in John 13:34. If you need to reach us at all, by the way, at Covenant Grace Ministry, maybe we can help you today. Please contact us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. God bless you. Till next time on the Prayer Line.